This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
To Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. What did you get into over the weekend? Head on a swivel, Kennedy, at the wedding in Wisconsin?
No, not at all.
Head on a swivel?
Not at all. But it was a great wedding. Yeah, I left on Thursday, flew to Milwaukee. I stayed in Milwaukee on Thursday night and then drove to Lake Geneva, Wisconsin on Friday morning. Met up with all of my best girlfriends from high school. My best friend since I was 6 years old, her daughter got married at a vineyard in Lake Geneva. It was a beautiful wedding. Gorgeous, gorgeous.
Can we do live band, DJ? What did they do?
We kind of left when the dancing started. It was a DJ, though.
You didn't get out there and do the Macarena or anything?
Not really. But it was beautiful. Just so beautiful. And I'm just so glad I got to be there. I haven't seen some of the girls in a couple of years. So just, you know, to be there in that moment, to watch her, you know, walk her daughter, you know, and be there for that moment was very, very special to me. And then on Saturday, we really didn't have much planned, and they were sort of having family stuff that we didn't feel obliged to go to. So I was like, you know, the Cubs are playoff baseball, and when is the next time, the next time that I will be here with two of my best friends and the Cubs will be playing playoff baseball and I could actually get tickets to go?
Yeah, they just happen to be in Milwaukee.
And so I got some tickets, and thank you to a casino guy who hooked it up good. And then we went to the, went to the game, left before it was over.
Yeah, they didn't play so well.
Yeah, it was a sad, mournful walk back to the parking lot. But
how was it being in enemy territory?
It was
wild.
Did you
get heckled at all?
No, we were kind of sitting amongst all of the Cubs folks. There was one kid behind us that was screaming and yelling for no good reason, because they're good Midwestern folk.
Did you have Cubs gear on?
Yeah, we went to the mall and bought stuff.
Because
we were all sitting there going, you know, we all have 8,000 Cubs shirts in our closet at home, but none of us are at home, and we really didn't think we were going to go because we didn't know until Thursday they won.
Sure.
So I was like, there's a mall on the way, so we stopped by Lids and got some hats.
Nice job.
Yeah, because Mitch kept going, oh, there's going to be stuff we can buy there. I'm like, no, but we're going to another ballpark.
Yeah, there won't be.
That's how it works. That's how it works. Boo. So yeah, it was fun.
All right. Christina got out with the kids for, the weather here was incredible weekend. What did you end up doing, Christina?
I Googled, like, just farms around, because the kids wanted to go out. It was a nice day. And I found this one about, like, 40 minutes from my house, but then the kids got bored, like, after 20 minutes. So
you didn't make them just, like, bale hay?
I mean...
Go get lost in the corn maze. Bye!
But everything else, like, was extra money, and you already had to pay to get in. So I was like, all right, let me find something else, because my son loves barn animals. And so I Googled animals, and I found an animal sanctuary that was free. So we went there, and we stayed there for about like an hour and a half. My son got to pet horses and see pigs. It was wicked cute. And then they're like, okay, I want to do something else. So I, and it was so hot yesterday, almost like summer. I found a town beach not too far, went there, spent a couple hours there. And then they're like, we're hungry. I'm like, okay. Look for some food. Had dinner and then headed home, and they were passed out by the time we got home, which was nice.
I'm tired just hearing you talk about
it. We love a day filled with spontaneity.
Yeah, and it was all spontaneous, and none of it was planned. So it just, you know, Google is your best friend when you have kids.
How old are the kids?
My son's 3, and my daughter's 10.
What's the name?
He's in the car with me now.
What's the name of the free animal sanctuary? Because I don't have kids, but I would like to pet a horse.
It's Stony Creek Farm in Swansea.
Okay. All right, good deal. Well, it sounds like you had a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
It really does.
Oh, yeah. My son especially at the farm, his eyes were like so wide. He said, Mommy, look! Kamayos! I'm like, yeah, go pet him.
Oh, that's so
he had
good.
A blast.
Aww. I'm happy for you. Yeah, thanks for sharing that with us, Christina. You have a great week, okay?
You too. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Michelle from Drake It.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you went to that Survivor fan cafe that they've made a pop-up of in Boston, right?
We did, and it was incredible. So I grew up watching Survivor with my parents from season 1, and now my daughter and I watch it together. So it was really cool to go, and it was just awesome. I highly recommend if you're a fan of Survivor.
Did they mention that the folks who own that bar, their daughter is on the show this season?
On the show, she sure is. They definitely did.
Yeah.
So it was really... You got to play a couple of games. You got to vote people out. My daughter voted me out. It was really cool. I'm so happy to hear it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, if people don't know, the Survivor Cafe is inside the Greatest Bar, which is down near the TD Garden. Yeah,
and Shannon, the daughter of the folks who own it, is right. in the show this year, which is so cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool experience they're doing.
It was unbelievable. I highly recommend if you're a fan of Survivor, you can play the games. It was just awesome.
Oh, good.
All right, good deal. Thanks for calling in. Have a great week, Michelle. Kelly from Roslindale.
Hi.
You know, we were talking about, since the Patriots beat the Bills, Kennedy, we got to get ready for a duck boat parade.
Okay.
I know.
And I think Kelly might be a driver.
Yeah, my husband drove in it the last time.
What's that?
He drives the Grand Marshal and the Roslindale parade every year, and it was the mascot from Northeastern University.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
So he drove a duck boat over the weekend.
Yeah. Well, he works for them anyways, but...
Oh, so he drives it all the time.
Because we live in Roslindale, he gets to do that one.
Oh, okay. So now I'm putting all the... Okay. He drove a duck boat in the Roslindale parade.
Correct.
That I got stuck in traffic and behind. Okay, now I got
it. I know, so we'll blame him.
Okay. I was trying to put all the pieces together, what you were talking about. Now I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
My apologies. It's early. It's Monday.
But he also drives for all of them, right? Like, he could drive anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, now I got it.
Yeah.
Well, fingers crossed for the Patriots so he gets to do it again.
I know. Yes.
All right, thanks for calling in. Have a great week, Kelly.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Also, quickly, I want to say thank you to everybody over at Harpoon. They had us out on Friday night to kick off October 5th. I got there at about 5:45, and there was already a line like setting up down the street to get in when they opened the door at 6.
100%.
And by 8 o'clock, it was absolute chaos in that place. It was unbelievable. Just, I mean, what the Seaport has turned into is just crazy anyway. All of the young people that live down there now, that party down there now, that are learning about this new technology called radio. That's exciting. Well, we gave a ton of chapstick away, Kennedy. Turns out they still love our chapstick,
well,
which was fun.
The best chapstick on the planet.
We had the Stein hoisting of it all on Friday night.
Yeah.
And then, so thanks to Harper. We just had a great time. I ended up meeting up with a fellow dad. We went out to dinner afterwards because Lana and her girlfriends were spending the night at a friend's house out in Natick.
Uh-huh.
So I met up with him. We had dinner. And then on Saturday, Lana and I played golf together. Went and played 9 holes of golf. And then our son stopped talking to us all weekend long. So there was that.
So wins all around.
It really was,
Dan. Like he's mad at you?
I could...
Like he's giving you the silent treatment?
I don't know.
You didn't ask or he didn't?
All I know is he's not talking to my wife this morning, and it's our wedding anniversary, and he probably shouldn't be doing that to her this morning. Might not be end well for him.
I mean, he's not married to her.
Yeah.
617-655-1234. 617. It is his parents' anniversary, Kennedy. The reason he's on this earth. 617-655-1234. What'd you get into over
the
weekend?
Such a dad thing to say. I'm the whole reason you're here, and I'll take you out.
Are you supposed to get anniversary presents for your parents?
Yes.
Mine weren't married long enough. I don't know.
18 years for us, Kennedy, today. 18
wow.
years.
Isn't that wow. Great? Good for you.
Let that sink in.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.